Welcome to the CU 2.0 podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the CU 2.0 podcast with big new ideas about credit unions and conversations about innovative technology with credit union and fintech leaders. This podcast is brought to you by Quillo, the real-time loan syndication network for credit unions, and by your host, longtime credit union and financial technology journalist Robert McGarvey. And now, the CU 2.0 podcast with Robert McGarvey.
There's no charge to you, the credit union, or to your member. Yet both will get money out of the deal. Money out of the deal. In one case, a member bought a $1,000 CVS gift card and got an extra $80 in cash back. How cool is that? Of course you want to hear more. Of course you do. On the show today is David Metz, CEO of PrizeOut, and a past guest on this show. Stay tuned. That earlier episode with Metz will soon post his greatest hits number 3. There's a link to it in the show notes. Today, Metz is talking about Cashback Plus, a white label tool that puts money back in a member's pocket with a debit card transaction. Note that this works with debit cards, unlike most cashback, which rides on a credit card. Now, debit focus works well for credit unions, where many members make heavy use of debit cards. That's especially true of younger members, those younger members you want a better relationship with. You betcha. Where does the cashback come from? Merchants who see the program as a customer acquisition tactic. That's merchants pay the freight, and there's no charge to the credit union or the member. In fact, both get money out of the deal. Listen up. So you're going to tell me about Cashback Plus, and before you do, I'm going to tell you, I have a cashback card from a credit union, and it's the lamest, most awful cashback card that in my wallet.
Really?
Yeah, I have a Chase cashback card at Amazon. I have a Capital One cashback card that's good at REI and probably a bunch of other places. But and the money just seamlessly shows up. You spend $100, you get five bucks back. Then 2 days later, boom, done. The credit union one, I have to log on, go to, I think, a vendor portal site, make some clicks, and then if some later point in time the money's transferred in.
Robert, you should be saving this stuff for the podcast, right? This is gold.
I'm recording, man.
Oh, you are? Okay. This is gold. This is the whole problem. This is why cash.
That's why I said I looked at this and I said, well, man, these credit unions need help.
we have arrived.
So how are you going to solve that problem?
Well, what you just said is how we came to creating Cashback Plus. You know, one of the kind of existential questions that a lot of our partners were asking is like, what's the value of membership outside of the emotional attachment, right? I think credit unions do a great job of being connected with the community. A lot of them are seg-based. So, you know, having that affinity is really powerful from an emotional level, right? But what I kept hearing is that they feel they're falling behind from a pure economics. It's like, what are you doing to improve my financial situation, right? And you've got some of the bigger banks that are launching the products kind of that you just said, Cap One, et cetera. One of the things we realized, the one thing that credit unions and banks all have in common is they all have a checking account and a checking balance and a saving account and a savings balance, right? So what we've created is the third balance called Cashback Plus. And basically, that's a balance that your credit union allows you to earn cash back through all the products that we've created, starting with our core product and the ones we're launching in the next couple of months. So basically, as we talked a little while ago, our core product is if you buy a $100 Home Depot card, you may get 10% bonus. And that bonus comes to you in the form of cash instantly put right back into that account. So you're getting that money instant for behavior that you were going to do anyway. You were going to go to Home Depot and shop anyway, but now you're earning cash back into your account. And what's great is that those programs that you mentioned as well, I'm assuming those are your credit card, right?
Right, yes.
So what the fascinating thing about credit unions are is that for most of them, the vast majority of the spend is through debit card, right? And it's almost become a two-class system in this country where credit card users get all the rewards and all the benefits and all the cash back, right? Where debit cards, because of such low interchange, get nothing, right? So you have, you know, more than half the country that is using predominantly debit card spend only are not getting anything, which happens to be a lot of credit union members, right? So giving them the ability to earn cash back, and on average, we're giving around 12%, which is much greater than any credit card program.
Now, how do you give back 12%?
Yeah, and I
struggle to get my mind around Chase giving me 5% on an Amazon purchase. Yeah,
it depends.
And this is an Amazon branded card, so yeah, Amazon's sure. In on this deal.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know the nuances of it, but clearly.
Yeah, so it depends on which merchant you choose. Merchants give different cashback opportunities, right? We could go as high as 20% on certain merchants, right? So depending on which merchant you're shopping up, you can get up to 20%, which, a funny anecdotal story, we had the Stanford CEO, Joan Upp, tell a story about one of her members. They bought a $1,000 CVS digital gift card with an 8% bonus, right? So they got $80 back. But that flagged internal concerns because they're like, well, that's a pretty large purchase, right? So what they did is they called the member and said, I think there might have been a mistake or maybe account takeover or something like that. You know, it was like, what, a $1,000 CVS gift card? And he's like, was there a mistake? And he's like, hell not. He's like, I just got $80 on this transaction. Do you know how expensive pharmaceuticals are these days? Right. So that's kind of a real life anecdotal story of a member benefiting it and making real money.
And I see similar cashback offers. They're not cashback exactly, similar amounts at Rakuten, yep. Which the average I see is 2%, 3%, but occasionally they have, you know, 15% back. You know, they have those eye-popping deals occasionally. You have to go through a few hoops with them, and you have to buy things that the merchant's actually willing to give cash back on.
Yeah, and that's what's great is that because we're white-labeled and behind banking walls, probably the most important thing is that comes instantly right back into your account. There is no other cash back. You even said it at the beginning, like you get it back in a couple of days, right? The moment you make that purchase or you purchase the gift card, you get that cash back instantly right into your account at the credit union.
My credit union credit card with cash back, there's a minimum amount before they do a transfer. Chase will transfer back a penny, honestly.
There's no minimum.
This other one, you have to, I forget what the minimum is. And it's not a huge amount, but I just find it amusing that both Chase and Capital One transfer back at tiny amounts, penny, boom.
Yep. So, yeah, no, this is instant and no minimum as well.
And when you talk to credit unions about this, what do they say? They say, oh, we want this, or they say it sounds like black magic.
No, it's been, now that we've finished most of our integrations with Alchemy and Q2 and Jack Henry and Lumen, et cetera, it's kind of been going like wildfire right now. Just in the last 45 days, we've onboarded 13 or 14 credit unions alone. So it's kind of becoming a domino effect because not only are we giving their members the ability to earn cash back on their spend, which previously, as I mentioned, with debit card, there was never that option. The economics for the credit unions, because we give them a rev share off of every transaction, is greater than they make on interchange. And once again, interchange is being debated in Congress, and it looks like it might be lowered even further, is a big deal to the credit union. So not only are they improving the lives of their members, they're improving their balance sheet in terms of non-interest income as well.
Way back in history, debit cards used to have rewards and cash back associated with them. But as the interchange rates went down, that all just disappeared.
Yeah, I think it was the Durbin Act in 2008. Yeah.
Which, so there are people who nostalgically recall the good old days of debit card cash back, and you're kind of returning that.
Yeah, it's, you know what? When I first started partnering with credit unions, I was unaware that the vast majority of the country does most of its spending through debit, right? I didn't realize that. And then when I dug deeper, what you realize is that the reason for it is because they're being responsible. They don't want to get into debt. They don't want to, you know, go down that slippery slope, right? They want to try to be responsible and spend only money they have. But unfortunately, they're just not getting rewarded or benefiting from that. So it's really, really nice to be able to give this benefit to those people that are being financially responsible.
And it's perfect for credit unions because pretty much every credit union wants more younger members. What do younger members use? Debit cards. Many of them don't even know how to write a check. I'm not kidding. It's no. Write a check. I asked one young person, do you use a check register? And they said, what's that?
Well, unfortunately, the days of like, oh, this is the bank in my community, so that's the one I'm going to join, is kind of coming to an end, right? Because now, just like auto loans and mortgage, you can just shop around. Who's going to give me the best, right? So yeah, you have to compete, right? The affinity play is not always going to work going forward, right? You know, young people are like, where am I going to get the best value, right? So that's why products like this allow credit unions to compete against some of the bigger banks. And in our case, you know, we're oftentimes giving greater cash back than they can get anywhere else. So far it's been successful and attractive.
So how long does it take a credit union who reads a story that you've gotten this week or hears this podcast? Oh, I want this. How long does it take them to get online with you?
Yeah. So if they are with one of our, providers or cores, as I mentioned, like Lumen or Q2 or Jack Henry or Alchemy or NCR, it takes weeks. So it's pretty quick. We did all the technical work a year ago in order to get connected. And now if any credit union that uses one of them wants to participate, really it's just a flip of a switch and we can get them up and running in a few weeks.
What's the cost basis for a credit union?
There is no cost. We don't charge.
That's the sound of incredulity. We don't charge?
Yeah. So yeah, I know credit unions are like, whoa, let me get this straight. You're going to give us more money. You're going to give our members money and you're not charging us. We're like, yep. And they're like, what's going on here? So, you know, it is a merchant funded program, right? The merchants are paying for the opportunity to get in front of the vast user base, 140 million members, $2 trillion in assets. It's massive, right? So the merchants are paying for the ability to get their digital gift cards in front of them and hopefully acquire them or keep them as a customer. So, and they're willing to pay that much money. Normally they're paying a Facebook and Google for that, right? But instead of paying it all to Facebook and Google, we're saying pay the same that you would to acquire a new customer or retain a customer. But instead of us keeping it all, we're going to give the majority to the member. We're going to give a piece to the credit union. Obviously, we're going to keep a piece as well. So again, the whole programming ecosystem is merchant funded.
Well, you just made a key point there, which is that these very same merchants are shoveling literally billions of dollars to Google and somewhat less to Facebook, but billions of dollars to Facebook too. Essentially, they're just redirecting some of that ad spend, the digital ad spend, into a program like this. A tiny, tiny morsel of it is being redirected into a program like this.
Yeah, ad tech is massive. There's a reason why Google and Facebook, TikTok and Instagram, you know, they're trillion-dollar companies, right?
Right.
It's instead of going to social media, go to where their money is, because that's ultimately the end result. That's what you want, right? You want consumers to spend with you, right? So we're putting them where their money is. And we're saying instead of doing tricky, clever ads on TikTok or Instagram, give them a piece, reward them to be a customer of yours, right? Get them to try your product by giving them a bonus, right? And so far from an acquisition standpoint, merchants, it's been incredibly successful. Because again, they're not paying for impressions or clicks, right? They're only paying when the customer buys the gift card. And if you buy the gift card, of course, you're going to use it, therefore becoming a customer at that specific brand.
Or if you don't use it, that's not so bad either.
It's free money.
I mean, there's a certain amount of breakage on all these deals that benefits the merchant.
Yeah, we see over 50% of our users use the entire balance in the first 4 hours. So it's very purpose-driven. Meaning like, I have to go to Home Depot this afternoon. I have to fill up my tank of gas. I'm already going to go, I really want to buy a pair of sneakers. Let me look. Oh, great. Nike is doing this bonus. Great. I'm going to go with them, right? So Once they buy it, they use it pretty quickly.
Cool. Now, how many credit unions are signed up for this Cashback Plus?
So we currently have, I believe, 14 live and another 25 signed up and ready to go.
Wow. That's a quick and credit union land, man. This is really, really speed.
Yeah. So. And that's a credit to the industry. I've never worked with an industry that's so collaborative, right? You know, when they find something they think can have a real impact on the members' lives, they call up their friends, other CEOs, and say, you should really use that. So it's one of the reasons that we've been able to grow so quickly in the industry.
Before we go, think hard about how you can help support this podcast so we can do more interviews with more thoughtful leaders in the credit union world. What we're trying to figure out here in these podcasts is what's next for credit unions. What can they do to really, really, really make a difference in the financial scene? Can't all be mega banks, can it? It's my hope it won't all be mega banks. It'll always be a place for credit unions. That's what we're discussing here. So figure out how you can help. Get in touch with me. This is rjmcgarvey@gmail.com. Robert McGarvey again. That's rjmcgarvey@gmail.com. Get in touch. We'll figure out a way that you can help. We need your support. We want your support. We thank you for your support. The CU 2.0 Podcast.